It's time for the Biblical Prophecy Program with your host, Dr. Alan Kirshner of Eschatos Ministries.
Hey, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Biblical Prophecy Program. So we're going to continue talking about another platitude, or can be called a slogan. I call these are a cluster of pietistic slogans. They're basically intended, or maybe not intentionally, or not intended to deflate one's study of biblical prophecy. And the one I'm going to cover today is, what only matters is the fact that Jesus is returning. I'm sure many of you have heard that one, or some version of it. Before I continue, I know we have actually quite a few new listeners to the podcast. Just to give a little background on the podcast, it's the podcast teaching arm of Eschatos Ministries. So again, my name is Alan Kirshner. I'm a biblical scholar committed to proclaiming the good news of God's salvation in this dark world and heralding the second coming of his son, Jesus Christ. That is part and parcel of the good news. So Eschatos Ministries is focused on biblical prophecy. We come from a futurist, premillennial, and pre-wrath viewpoint. And for those who may not be familiar with pre-wrath teaching, I have written some books on this, The Antichrist Before the Day of the Lord, What Every Christian Needs to Know About the Return of Christ. So you can pick up that book. I have a slimmed-down version as well, Pre-Wrath, A Very Short Introduction to the Great Tribulation, Rapture, and the Day of the Lord. And it's a slimmed-down version. It's perfect for small Bible studies. One of my most recent books is called Pre-Trib, Examining the Foundations of Pre-Tribulation Rapture Theology. So I critique what I consider the two fundamental presuppositions of pre-tribulational rapture theology. Pre-wrath has a lot in common with pre-tribulationism. We also affirm, a future national salvation of Israel. We believe that God is going to fulfill his promises, land promises, salvation promises, to Israel, and of course, we're premillennial, and we believe there's a future Antichrist and so forth. But pre-wrath does believe that the church, the last generation of the church, is going to face the Antichrist Great Tribulation. We do not believe that's God's wrath at all. Instead, those days of Great Tribulation, as Jesus teaches, will be cut short. It'll be cut short with the parousia, which involves it's an extended event. Involves the return of Jesus to the sky, the deliverance of the saints, God's wrath, and of course, the saints, the New Jerusalem, will descend to heaven. The kingdom will be set up. The Davidic kingdom will be set up for 1,000 years. So I also have Chris White and I, we co-edited or co-produced, I should say, a documentary. It's called 7 Pre-Trib Problems and the Pre-Wrath Rapture. And there's other resources as well. You can go to, I should also mention this. I did an edited volume with Stanley Porter called The Future Restoration of Israel, A Response to Supersessionism. And this is the most, it's 20 essays from 20 different scholars. We took a chapter each, and I took one chapter as well. And it's the most extensive book ever published on the question of the future restoration of Israel, that big question. That seems to be a perennial debate. So you can just go to alankirshner.com and click on the store, and we have a blog, of course, and of course this is the podcast that you are listening to. Okay. So what only matters is the fact that Jesus is returning. Again, these pietistic slogans are intended for the person making this, uttering this slogan. It's intended to kind of put them above the fray. Like, hey, I'm not going to get my hands dirty, with the debates on biblical prophecy. I'm above the fray, And the problem with platitudes is that, that's what they are, platitudes without substance. And again, it's this particular platitude is intended to imply that biblical prophecy is pure speculation. And all that matters is that you know that Jesus is coming. One version of this says, quote, all that matters is that you are right with God. Well, okay, this sounds pious, but underneath this utterance, again, there's no biblical substance. And the biblical writers, including Jesus himself, focus not on the fact that he was returning, but how he is coming back. And he taught that a means by which we become right with God is understanding and obeying his end-time instruction. Some of these biblical end-time passages concerning the how, you know, I've covered them previously, but I do want to make some additional comments here. Jesus is coming back, and there is no question that knowing this truth should propel us to holy living. But for the biblical writers, such events as the Great Tribulation, the Rapture, the Day of the Lord, the Day of the Lord's Wrath, and the coming earthly kingdom were significant concerns. And therefore, it should be a concern of study for us. In the Olive Discourse, which might have said, if I'm not mistaken, it's the second longest discourse in the Gospels. And let me repeat that, about the second longest discourse. I believe the first one would be the Sermon on the Mount. And here, Jesus places more emphasis on how to live during the Great Tribulation than on his return itself. Therefore, we too must model Jesus' example by emphasizing the ramifications of Antichrist's Great Tribulation upon the saints. The task upon the student of prophecy is not just to affirm that Jesus is returning, but to understand and obey the instruction concerning the events surrounding his return. In this way, we will be refined in faith for his son's arrival. Jesus implied in an ominous statement that many will lose faith before he returns. In Luke 18:8 says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith? No wonder Jesus warned in Matthew 24, verse 25, see, I have told you beforehand. Notice Jesus just doesn't say, see, I have told you, but he says beforehand. In other words, when these events, when the Great Tribulation begins, it's too late to get your spiritual house in order. So in the context, in Revelation chapter 14, verse 12, this context of the mark of the image of the beast, the book of Revelation warns, this requires the steadfast endurance of the saints, those who obey God's commandments and hold to their faith in Jesus. It is true that being right with God matters when Jesus returns, but it does not happen in a vacuum. God designated biblical prophecy as a means of becoming right with God. Let me repeat that again. He designated, ordained biblical or designed biblical prophecy as a means of becoming right with God. That's why when people utter this platitude, they don't know what they're talking about. And not just do they not know what they're undermining God's authoritative means, or at least a key means to becoming right with God. They're basically robbing you of this. Jesus and the biblical authors did not give us biblical prophecy to tantalize us or to possess merely head knowledge. Rather, biblical prophecy matters because God is preparing us for difficult times and drawing us closer to his will. It is then imperative that every believer study biblical prophecy and take its imperatives seriously. This will foster a love for the Lord's return and vigilance for what will happen before his return. So it's incumbent upon the student of prophecy to understand more than the quote-unquote fact that Jesus is returning. The stakes are high to understand biblical prophecy accurately. The major event that the Bible warns God's saints to look for before Jesus' return is the revelation of the Antichrist and his killing program. This is the period when God's bride will have their faith tested before his son's return. it's with any of these slogans or platitudes, the way to respond to them, you can deflate them. So these platitudes are intended to deflate your enthusiasm for biblical prophecy. The way to deflate these platitudes is just respond with scripture. That's all it is. It's quite simple. And, you know, they can either, the people making these platitudes, they can either bow the knee to God's authority, or they're just going to dismiss God's authority when you cite scripture back. Okay, next time in this ongoing series here, I will address the platitude, quote, "I'm looking for Jesus Christ, not the Antichrist." Okay, guys, I hope that's been helpful. Thank you.